Well, good afternoon. You're here with Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone, where we play numerous old vinyl LPs of mine, an eclectic collection of classic, folk rock, new age, new wave, acid rock, punk rock, and more, right here on Brad's Vinyl. Today, I've got the pleasure of having the return of Val, a studio guest of ours. She's a Fleetwood Mac fan. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you are back to enjoy our second LP. We did an early one version. We did LP 1 of Tusk. Tusk is a 2-LP feature by Fleetwood Mac. We're here with LP number 2, and you remember Fleetwood Mac from, what, the 70s and stuff? Stuff like Go Your Own Way and all.
Sure, it's one of my favorite songs, and like I said before, that Rumors was my favorite, but since me and you've been listening to more of the Tusk, I think it's become my favorite one now, and Child of Mine's just so beautiful and relaxing. It's great for a Sunday afternoon just to chill and listen to beautiful music.
Oh, how about that? Very well said. Yeah, we're doing a pre-recorded show out here on Sunday afternoon out here in Dallas, Texas. So, Fleetwood Mac, 1980-something, Tusk, LP number 2, right here on Brad's Vinyl. So let's get into it right now on Brad's Vinyl.
Most beautiful thing, the most innocent. Thank you. never make me, you'll never make me cry. Now I may not mean everything, but I'm happy to have you, love. And don't worry, baby, I'll be all right. And I'll never make you, I'll never make you, I'll never make you cry.
Okay, that was side three of Fleetwood Mac Tusk. I am Brad to the Bone. You listen to Brad's Vinyl. Starting out with Angel, that's a Bob Welsh. There was actually a Bob Welsh version of that earlier, Angel, and it's not the same Angel that is on Tusk. This Angel was written later and is a different song written by Stevie Nicks. I don't know what the original Angel song sounds like. Have you ever heard that one?
I haven't. I need to look it up and listen to it.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Check that out. The original Angel version by Bob Welsh. But anyways, that was Angel by Stevie Nicks on side three, followed by That's Enough for Me. And That's Enough, again, we talked about some punk influence Fleetwood Mac, so that was kind of fast and punky, huh? Wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. My favorite ones, the next one that came up was Brown Eyes, and that was more jazzy. It didn't get much play back in the day, but it's a perfect song to just slow dance and listen to if you like jazz.
It was. It's kind of a moody sensual, actually, kind of a sensual song, Brown Eyes. And that was followed up by Never Make Me Cry, kind of a sad song about, it starts out with lyrics, go and do what you want, and you'll never make me cry. So I'm not quite sure where they're going with that, but that song could make you cry, huh?
It could make you cry, definitely.
And then we finished up with I Know I'm Not Wrong, and again, some interesting stuff about I Know I'm Not Wrong. That was the first piece, the first track that they started recording for Tusk and started working on it, and it was also the last song that they finished working on for Tusk. So they spent a lot of time on that song, and it, I guess they had some issues with it because they did have it in their set list for playing for their Tusk tour, and then for whatever reason they canceled and never did perform it at the Tusk tour. They did start performing that song later. So interesting things about Fleetwood Mac. Hope you're enjoying the show, are you?
I am, very much so.
All right, so I'm Brad to the Bone. We're here with Val in the studio here, a Fleetwood Mac fan on Brad's Vinyl. So let's get into side four now. This is on second LP, side four of Tusk by Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you. Yeah. seen so many things that made me wonder, but sometimes it's hard to tell. I said,
Okay. Never forget. I about forgot to talk. Right here, Brad's final. Very funny.
It is funny. Yeah.
We get into these songs here, so I have a lovely guest today, so I'm a little distracted, obviously, but that was side four of the double LP, Tusk by Fleetwood Mac, starting with Honey High, followed by, what's the next one there?
Beautiful Child.
Beautiful Child, yes. I'm Not a Fool, and all those lyrics. It kind of sounds like a breakup song. I know Fleetwood Mac went through their breakup during the Rumors LP, right? And
they sure did. It does sound like a breakup song.
Yeah, so they were probably still hurting, singing from those emotions on that. Walk a Thin Line was next, and then the title track, Tusk, very animalistic sounding, kind of instinctual with a lot of percussion. And Tusk was the song that was actually recorded live at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles in conjunction with the USC Trojan Marching Band. How about that? They're even cited on the LP as well. So, yeah, I like Tusk. And then we finished up with Never Forget. So without any further comments, I don't have much else to say except thanks for coming in, Val. Hope you enjoyed it today.
I did enjoy it very much so.
Brad's Vinyl. We sometimes have guests on Brad's Vinyl, so... Thanks for listening to Brad's Vinyl. We're out of here.